Hey, what's up, you fucking weirdos? It is your old pal Ian here, coming at you live from Accent Island. I don't really know what accents I'm doing, but I think I'm just going to end up falling into any accent that come into my brain. That is right. Will it be offensive? I don't know. Maybe it not be offensive. Maybe it's just the way that I talk. I don't know. You know, that my name is Murray, and I live on the Upper West Side. I'm sorry. I can't help who I am. Well, that was fun. What's going on, motherfuckers? I am hanging out. I am currently in a hotel room in Burlington, Vermont. That's right. Doing a weekend at Vermont Comedy Club. And it is fucking awesome. That's right, with my old pal Nikki Glazer. And we are having a blast, dude. Holy shit. Yo, today... Oh my God. Yo, first of all, I love hotels and, you know, going around different towns, different cities. It's just so much fun. And I drove up. It was Memorial Day weekend. And I hate traffic so much. I don't think I'm alone on that. I don't think I'm like unique in that point of view. Like, I'm the only person on the earth that's like talking to me. I'm like, you know, I don't like traffic. And people are like, you know, that I've never thought of it that way before. You know, wow, Ian, good for you. You're so unique. Look, I know we all don't like traffic, man, but I don't like it. I hate it more than you hate it. That's right. That's how unique I am. I dislike traffic more than you dislike traffic. Oh, you hate traffic? Well, I hate it more. I do. I don't know. I get real anxious. I get road ragey. Oh my God. I get so fucking upset when, oh God, if there's like room and I'm trying to get in, you won't let me in. Jesus Christ. You know what I do? And this, I think, is what is, I think we all got to do more in life. Communicate. That's all. Communicate. When I try to get into a lane, arm out the window, eye contact. Hey, hi. I wave. Hey, can I move over? Can I get in front of you? And I point and I go, can I get in? Yeah. And you're interacting with this person. And if they say no, oh my God, what a garbage human. See, usually I'd say 9 times out of 10, people go, okay. And I go, hey, thanks, man. Appreciate it. Hey, hand out the window, thumbs up, the okay sign, you know. But if they say no, I will get out of my car and beat you within an inch of your life. I will fucking murder you. How dare you say no to me after I was being a communicative fucking fellow man? Yeah, traffic sucks. And knowing that you got somewhere to be, you can't be there, you're fucking helpless. I like being in control. I hate being out of control. And, oh God, I can't stand it, man. I've been stuck in traffic so many fucking goddamn times. You know, driving on the road and fucking all that bullshit. Jesus Christ. It just infuriates me. So, because of that, I was like, not me. You picked the wrong one. Miss me with that traffic shit. Shaking my head. So, I left at 1 a.m. That's right. Drove through the night. Oh, God, I love a nighttime drive. Shoo-wee! Love a nighttime drive. Windows down, tunes blaring, smoke hanging out my mouth. No one on the road, just fucking, here I go, turn the page. Just a fucking Bob Seger song I turn into. Love it. And a couple pals came up. They had to go up to Boston, Vermont, so I said, hop on in. So we drove up, me and three pals, and it was fun, man. You know, driving around, rest stopping it up. These fucking rest stops, look, you got to be aware that people are driving in the middle of the night. And if you advertise that you're a Roy Rogers with a Starbucks and a deli and a road stop side, one-stop shop for everything you need, I'm going to stop. Yep, I'm going to try to get everything I need. I'm going to need coffee, might need a little candy. You know I'm going to need smokes. And then when I walk in and you're fucking closed, but for some reason the Roy Rogers is open, you can straight up get fucked. Are you kidding me? Roy Rogers? Oh, yeah, the world famous Roy Rogers. Yeah, the place that only exists on sides of roads. Thank God that's open, not the place that puts coffee in my body to make sure I stay up and not fucking drive into a goddamn ditch and kill everyone in the car. No. But yeah, give me a fucking half-cooked chicken wing. That's what I want. Thank you, Roy. Appreciate it, you son of a bitch. Well, they had coffee, but it wasn't what I wanted. It wasn't Starbucks. Oh, my life is hard. I'm so upset. I was driving to do the thing that I love to do, and I was getting paid to do something that I love. And I was listening to music, and I was living in the moment, being where I wanted to be at this exact period in time, but I couldn't drink the coffee that I wanted. Life is so bad. Nah, man, it's all good. I got a huge, large styrofoam cup of coffee. Woo! Jacked me up. Drove up. I let everyone listen to the music they wanted to listen to because, you know, I know my music's not for everyone. Nobody wants to fucking spend 5 hours in a car listening to Minor Threat and fucking Warren Zevon, you know? But eventually they did. See, the key to a good car ride is you let the other people pick the music because then it gets them into the car ride and they're like, yeah, this is fun. You know, I'll listen to anything. Jesus. I mean, we were jamming out to some Taylor Swift, some Cardi B. Yo, there's this new Ali and AJ song. Oh my God. Maybe I'll play it. Jesus Christ. Okay. All right. I'll play it right now. Oh God. I made him play Vanessa Carlton. You know I hit him with that V-Carl. Yeah, that V-Car. Yo, this Ali and AJ song, I'm going to play it and narrate how I think, like, oh, God. I love any song that makes me put my hand on my chest and just feel, you know? Like, I listen to some hardcore shit, you know? I got the Bad Brains and the Misfits and Zevon flowing through my veins. But nothing fucking really gets me going like shitty pop gay music. Oh my God. I just, whew, man. I mean, I'm half gay, so it's like, yeah, no wonder, you know, but listen to this tune. Oh my God. We're in the 80s right now. Good God. Make a move and make it now. Here it comes. Yes! This song plays, I swear to God. Give it to me. This song plays in a hotel room when I meet up with a prostitute that I've fallen in love with, and we have a thing, we have a connection, and we know that she's got to get out of this game, but she can't because she needs the money. And we're in the hotel room, right? Yep. She knows that she's got to tell me we can't see each other again. She's putting her makeup on in the mirror. I'm sitting at the edge of the bed. Leave with me. Leave with me. Jolene, leave this life. Come home with me. I'll take care of you. I've got money saved. Please. She can't leave the lifestyle. She's looking in the mirror. She's putting on her makeup. I know that it's no use in begging, but I can't help it. I want her to leave with me. She won't do it. She closes her compact, fixes her hair, looks in the mirror. turns around and says, "Listen, I'm gonna miss you, but I gotta go to work. Hold on, wait. The drop's coming." She looks and goes, "I gotta go to work." Opens the door and leaves. And I'm alone in the hotel room with nothing but my feelings. And I'm not upset that it's over. I'm happy because it happened. I get in my car, put a cigarette in my mouth, turn the engine on, light the cigarette, take a real long pull, put my hand out the window, and I'm gone. Now, come on! That's a song, baby! Wee-wee! Oh, thanks for going through that with me. I appreciate that. It was fun. Yeah, but man, it was just kind of those things riding around. I love listening to songs and playing a story in my head when it happens. Anyway, so that was so fucking dumb. I can't believe I put everyone through that. I'm sorry. No, I'm not sorry. Whatever. Hey, look. Anyway. So, driving this, oh man, just being on the road when the sun comes up, Jesus Christ, driving through like a little mountain town, beautiful, beautiful. Sun came up. When the sun was coming up, I said, "Listen, we're done listening to all your stuff. We're putting on Warren Zevon." And Warren Zevon, we did. Put on some Desperados, Under the Eaves, Nighttime in the Switching Yard. Oh my God. When he goes in Desperados, Under the Eaves, when he goes, Doesn't the sun look angry through the trees? Boom, boom, boom. And the trees looks like crucified eaves. And we look like desperados under the eaves. Heaven help the ones who leave. Still waking up in the morning with shaking hands, and I'm trying to find a woman that understands me. I mean, that played right when the sun was coming through the trees. Can you believe that? Woo-wee. Oh, my God. Perfect timing. So we get there. Get to my friend's house, her parents' house, and they have a hot tub. And we're like, fuck it. Let's get in the hot tub. So we did, and we all got naked and got in the hot tub. Now, if this was a movie or a Cooler Life, we would have all fucked, but we just were naked for like 20 minutes and we're like, okay, time to go to bed, and then we all went to separate beds and slept, but it brought us closer together. Also too, it's a weird thing, like, you know, I mean, I guess we could have fucked, but I don't think you don't always have to fuck. You can just have that moment of being naked together. But I told a friend, like, did you guys fuck? And I was like, no. And they're like, well, you should have fucked. I think it would have been okay to fuck, but really, you don't have to. You can just be naked with your friends. Why not? It was two girls and a guy. It wasn't like me and three guys that were like, you guys want to get naked? But also, I'm blind as a bat with my glasses, so I couldn't even see anyone's naked body, really. So, but they could see mine. It was kind of cool being in a hot tub, just having your fucking dick float. I didn't know my penis was buoyant. Do you know pee-pees get buoyant? Yeah. Apparently. But then I, slept for a bit and drove up to Burlington. And, man, what a cool little fucking town. Shows have been great so far, man. Club is packed out. Nice club. Never been here before. Heard great things. So I'm really glad I get to, you know, be here and, you know, see how that goes. It's been fun. Really enjoying it. Today, oh my God, what a day. I found it. Whenever I go to little towns, I always try to rely on people for directions. I have a drawn out map that I was following, and I was asking people where things were. I try not to use my phone. I just kind of like it. And I followed the map and found a nice diner. Woo! Sausage gravy. Biscuits and gravy with sausage and poached eggs. Dude, the chick at the diner. Whew, so hot. Yo, I gotta be honest. So I was celibate for a while. Really helped out a lot. because I was having sex because I felt like I needed it, not because I wanted it. But guess what? Now I want it. I don't need it to feel better. I feel good. I just kind of want to do it for sport, you know? And I went on a tear. Here's the thing, though. I fucked three times, three different people in like a week. Just like went off. But I haven't been with a woman since November. I just like went out. I got a Grindr account and was like, all right, time to get off. And just boo, 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 fish in a barrel. And that was all well and good, but I want to, I'm so horny for a girl. I just want to fucking, goddamn, I swear to God, this chick dropped my eggs off, and maybe I was ovulating, because the eggs were like, ooh, and I was like, I want to eat your sausage and gravy. I'm being silly. But I don't know. It's so weird. I think I want to be sensual with a woman. I want to be, like, intimate with a woman. I want to be, like, lay you down and love on you and curl up on you and eat your pussy nice and fuck and, you know, really whatever. And but like with guys, it's just like, yeah, I'm gonna pound you out, then leave. See ya. You know. But I don't know. Who knows? Maybe it'll happen, maybe it won't. But I'm happy. Real happy. I'm all right, you know. The Tinder scene in Vermont's weird. Every single girl looks like a personification of a sweater. And they're all, okay, cool, they're mountains. Oh, you like to climb a mountain? Wow, horses, cool, good, great, awesome. Wow, everyone's on a mountain. I mean, I think Vermont is French for green mountain, but, you know, doesn't mean you have to fucking be on a mountain for your Tinder pics. But also, too, what do I want? Fucking, oh, here's a close-up of my vag. Yes, and then like me back and fuck me. Ah, shit, what am I doing? I don't even know. Yeah, so I'm excited. Been having a real good time. And then I go back to the city tomorrow, Sunday, and fucking got shows, and the beat goes on, you know? Don't stop. No, I don't want it to, you know? But yeah, I think I'm done talking for right now. I'm going to see if I can call someone and get them on this thing. You know, I thought I was going to call someone. Who could I talk to? And then I thought, my God, I have the great comedic mind, the great comic, the great person, Nikki Glaser, two rooms away. Why not interview her for the podcast? I mean, that'd be great. So I decided to interview her and have like a WTF with her, and here it is. I ended up sneaking to her hotel room to surprise her with it, so it's pretty fun. So we really get into a lot of stuff. I'm surprising how deep we got. Just like stuff about childhood, where jokes come from, where they go, what it was like to do the Tonight Show, to prep and plan and execute a Netflix special. Just really cool stuff that I think everyone's really going to enjoy. So check it out. Here's my in-depth deep talk with Nikki Glaser. Okay, so right now, currently, I'm in my hotel room. And I am going to Nikki's room. And she thinks that I'm going to share my popcorn. Jesus Christ. You just scared me. I was going to scare you and surprise interview you.
God, you look like a reporter in Argo. In the movie Argo. You are straight out of Argo.
So there are things going on in Iran. Do you care to explain it?
Is it recording right now?
Yes.
Sweet.
Yes.
Give me one.
Yes. Now, what are you doing?
I'm filling up an ice bag, an ice bucket bag, you know, the bags, which usually I put my remote in this because
what?
Your remote will work through the bag, but it keeps it safe so you don't get germs from the remote because the remotes, they don't clean them generally. So
why
you put them in the bag.
Why wouldn't they clean the remotes? Because they clean everything else.
Because it's hard to get in there in the little buttons and people are coming on the remote.
You put a condom on your remote?
Yeah. That was like one of those things. I feel like every ex-boyfriend teaches me something like that I keep into the next life.
Uh-huh.
And that's the one I got from, one of the things I got from my list boyfriend was like that idea to put your remote in the thing. And it works and people use it all the time. I tweeted about it. Which.
Well, y'all got punked. That's right. Y'all just got financed. Y'all got Yanni'd, bitch. That's right. Yanni, Laurel, Yanni, what are you? I'm obsessed with it still. I'm never gonna stop. That's right. I'm gonna keep these flipping internet memes going forever. That's right. I'm gonna have a kid. I'm gonna name it Yanni. I'm gonna have another kid. I'm gonna name it Ice Bucket Challenge. Yup. And then I'm gonna have another kid. I'm gonna name him Planking. Mm-hmm. Just my little children running around. Anyway, I'm getting off track. Yeah, my goddamn stupid SD card ran out. I had a blast, me and old Glaze, and none of it got recorded. So I thought it'd be funny to play it out like it was an in-depth interview when really it ended with us talking about remote controls. Jesus Christ. What a dum-dum. Well, I'm going to turn that negative into a positive, and guess what? I'm going to go out, get a bigger SD card. That's right. Maybe I'll get a Patreon going so that I can have it funded and I won't have to pay out of pocket. But that'll be down the road. Anyway, I really am, you know, ticked off that my stupid SD card didn't work. But you know what, man? Look, accidents happen. It's just a lesson in teaching me that I gotta pay closer attention. And this is a thing I want to do that people enjoy. I should focus more on it instead of just being like, yeah, I got enough memory. But what I should do also is not beat myself up because I had fun doing it. And I'm going to just fucking give her a shout and fucking bug her again. Whatever. Who gives a shit? All we got is time, baby. And when that runs out, all we got's ourselves. And I hope you love yourself because I love myself. And I think there's a lot of love out there to give. I think there's a lot of love out there to get, too. You gotta give it to get it. And I think as long as you try, that's all that matters. And I'm trying. And I'd love you to try to come see me live. IanFidance.com, IanFidance.com, at ianimal on Instagram. And tell you the truth, I've got Week at the Creek coming up. I'm going to be doing an hour each night at the Creek in the Cave in Long Island City, and I would really love it. If y'all could come and make the trek June 18th to the 23rd, to the 22nd, the 23rd, I'm headlining the Kenneth Flash Theater in Kenneth Square, Pennsylvania. But it'd be real nice to see everyone. I'm really proud of the stuff I've been doing, and it'll really make you laugh, man. Shout out to Vermont Comedy Club for a wonderful weekend. Oh my God, what a great time. I'm going to be back there soon, too. And I got a really bunch of fun stuff coming up. Listen to me every week on the Open Nikki Glaser, Sirius XM, Comedy Central Radio, Channel 95. Appreciate yourself. Love yourself. At the end of the day, when you put your head down, you're the only one inside those 2 ears. Huh? The only one bouncing in between those two little ear holes, so you might as well love the person that you build up to live in there. You know what I mean? That's right. Enjoy your day. Hug someone you love. Enjoy every sandwich.